I think every business owner would agree that taking the guesswork out of marketing would be a huge relief. In a perfect world, we would know exactly what to post to go viral, but life isn't always perfect, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what to post. The solution to your marketing challenges might just be the Clap app. The Clap app takes the guesswork out of what to post on social media by turning longer videos into viral-worthy shorter clips that you can share on social media. Using a special AI technology, the Clap app takes any video and creates a ready-to-publish TikTok, Reel, or YouTube short in just a click. I used to have a video editor who would edit my videos so they'd be ready to post on social media, but y'all, now I use the Clap app to create viral TikToks in an instant. The Clap app's AI technology can save you so much money and time when it comes to marketing. So click the link in the description for this episode to try the Clap app for free. Again, we have a special link down below in the description for this episode where you can try the Clap app for free. One of my goals this year was to read more books, but I had a hard time making time to actually read until I started listening to audiobooks. When I'm driving, taking a walk, or doing laundry, I plug in some headphones and turn on an audiobook, just like how I listen to podcasts, which has helped me read so many more books than I normally would. One of my favorite audiobook platforms is audiobooks.com. Audiobooks.com has over 400,000 audiobooks, from self-help books to romance novels. We have an exclusive link in the description for this episode that will get you access to a 30-day audiobooks.com free trial that comes with three complimentary audiobooks. So you can get to listening to that book on your wish list right away. I've read so many books this year that have helped me improve my business tremendously, all thanks to audiobooks. And also, y'all, listening to audiobooks has been a great escape from scrolling on social media and just watching so much TV. I've been trying to decrease my screen time, so listening to audiobooks has really helped with that. So yeah, make sure you click the link in the description for this episode to get a free trial at audiobooks.com. And I hope that audiobooks help you read more books like they have done for me, because I've really had a hard time just focusing and sitting down to read. So I hope y'all enjoy listening to audiobooks as much as I do.
She's the CEO. You're listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast connecting powerful women to go further together. Here's your host, Mia Lewis.
Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome to yet another episode of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you for tuning in and listening for another week. I'm trying to think of what I've been up to this week. So one thing, I've been working on getting some new hobbies. I felt like I was kind of in this loop of just work and watching TV and scrolling on social media. And so I've been like, I need to find other things to do to stimulate my brain. And I feel like when I have hobbies, I just feel happier also. So I've been listening to audiobooks. That's been cool. I've been listening to more books. And while I listen to my audiobooks, I've started painting. So I posted a little bit about some of my new hobbies. Well, my new hobby of painting on TikTok. And so I've been enjoying sitting outside and enjoying the nice breeze and listening to a book while I'm painting and drinking wine. It's just such a vibe. So if you don't have hobbies, definitely look into some new hobbies. I feel like as adults, it's hard to make time for hobbies because you have work. And then when you're not working, you kind of just want to relax and not do anything. But for me, finding hobbies has really helped to give myself something else to do. And I just feel like I've always been artsy. And so my art hobby brings me joy. There are other hobbies I want to eventually try. Like, I want to learn how to play golf. I would love to do that and put on a little cute outfit and, you know, learn how to golf. And I also want to get into candle making. That is another potential hobby. And baking. I want to learn how to bake cakes. All right. So anyways, let's get into our trending topic of the week. All right, so unless you've been living under a rock, then you've heard of AI. Now, if you haven't heard of AI, it stands for artificial intelligence, and AI is basically the use of softwares or machines or robots to do things for us that we would otherwise have to have spent time doing ourselves. So the self-checkout at Walmart is an example of artificial intelligence, and AI is actually replacing a lot of jobs. And in business, we're using AI-powered softwares to complete tasks faster than they normally would be completed, or to do things for us that we would otherwise have had to hire someone to do. So our trending topic is about Zoom's new AI features. So if you use Zoom, the video chat software, for any aspect of your business, whether it's meeting with clients or doing team meetings or teaching classes, I'm excited to let you know that Zoom now has what they're calling an AI companion that can assist you and empower you when you're using the Zoom platform. So right now I'm on Zoom's website and I'm on the new AI companion page that explains more about what this feature is. So on this page, it says Zoom AI companion empowers you to increase productivity, improve team effectiveness, and enhance your skills. Using Zoom's unique approach to AI, you can expect high quality results when drafting emails and chat messages, summarizing meetings and chat threads, brainstorming creatively, and much, much more in the simple, easy to use Zoom experience you know and love. So this new feature is actually included at no additional cost with any of Zoom's paid plans. So what does all this mean if you've never heard of AI and you're not really understanding how it can be used for Zoom? I'm here to let you know these features are very, very powerful. I haven't used it yet, but I do use AI for a lot of other things with my business. And y'all, I promise AI will significantly increase your productivity. One of the things I use AI for is creating outlines for this podcast where I would otherwise have to do research and find summaries and definitions. I'll plug in what I want to talk about, and this AI software will give me an outline and an overview of a particular subject that I want to educate you all about. Like, let's just say I was doing an episode about TikTok marketing strategies. I would punch that into an AI software, and AI would spit out examples of strategies that they found online that people were saying are working, and they'll turn it into something that sounds really good, and I can tweak it and make it my own. It really just takes a lot of the work out of doing something like creating an outline. I also use AI to write captions for social media. So I'll punch in kind of what I want my caption to be about, and AI will spit out an example caption. And again, I do tweak it and make it my own. Sometimes I copy and paste what AI posts and I put it right into my caption. Another thing I use AI for is scheduling social media content. Those social media scheduling tools like Hootsuite, those are examples of AI. I'm trying to think of what else. There's another AI power tool called Zapier, and I use that to organize customer data in spreadsheets for my continuing education classes. So whereas in the past I'd have to copy and paste data, I can use that AI tool to place data in spreadsheets from my form. It's complicated, but anyways, it's another AI tool. So anyways, back to Zoom and their new AI companion. So if you're on Zoom and you're having a meeting with someone, like let's just say you're a consultant and you're meeting with a coaching client, or let's just say you are meeting with one of your clients about some new work that you're going to do for them. And after your meetings, you have to get off and send your client an overview of what you discuss, like a meeting summary. Here's what we talked about. Here's what we're going to be working on. Here's a brief of what we're going to be doing moving forward as discussed. So now Zoom's AI companion will summarize your meetings for you. That is so powerful because I can't tell y'all how many times I've been on a coaching call and I'm typing stuff down that my client is saying so that I can summarize it and send it back to them as, you know, an overview of what we discussed and what we plan that we're going to work on. And so now Zoom will do that for you. They have like a transcription type of thing that summarizes meetings for you, so you don't have to vigorously take notes during meetings. Now, here are some of the other Zoom AI features I see on their website that I think are really cool. There are so many. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'll point out some of the ones that I understand and think are cool. So one that I see here is AI will draft a chat response. So let's just say you're on a Zoom call and you say something, but someone didn't hear you, so they asked for clarification. Hey, what did you say about that? Zoom and their AI companion are already listening to what you're saying. So if someone asks for clarification, they will draft a response and say, this is what I just said 5 minutes ago. Here's a summary of what I just said. And then you can choose to send that or you can tweak it and send it. So they'll draft chat responses. It looks like you can also have your chat threads summarized. So let's just say there's a really great conversation going down in the chat for in Zoom for a class you're teaching. You can generate a brief summary of what was discussed in that long chat if you want to read about it later or provide that to students that weren't able to be there. This new AI companion also offers multi-language support. So let's just say that someone speaks another language, they're in your chat, and you want to know what they said. You can translate that into a multiple languages, Spanish, Japanese, obviously English, French, German, Portuguese, and Chinese. There are so many features. So if you're using Zoom, I would definitely check out the new AI companion and take advantage of these features to make you more productive. I think the feature I'll be using the most, because I use Zoom for my client meetings, I'll be using the summarize feature literally after all my meetings. I'm having to type up a brief summary of what we discuss. So that being able to be generated automatically, I think is so cool. So there are lots of time-saving benefits to using AI. I hope y'all take advantage of this to make your business more efficient if you use Zoom. And by the way, this is not any sort of ad. I just saw this and I'm sharing it with y'all because I use Zoom and I know a lot of other small business owners use Zoom. So I hope this is helpful for you. All right, now on to our solopreneur success tip of the week. One reminder I want to share with you all this week is that it's okay to quit. Sometimes we have great ideas, but when we get into executing it, we realize it's just not working. And it's important as solopreneurs to know when it's time to hang it up and try something new. There's, I think, this idea in business that we take to heart, and that's that success doesn't happen overnight. Stay the course, stick it out. But often I think that leads to committing to things that maybe we should have let go a long time ago, or being overcommitted to things that just aren't getting us to where we want to be. One thing about me, y'all, I don't hesitate to quit. If something isn't working, I quit and try something else. I think the word quit has a very negative connotation, but for lots of reasons, quitting can be a great thing. For me, I have held tight to things that it was time to let go. And looking back, that blocked my blessings. I think when we hold so tight to things that we need to close the chapter on, what we end up doing is holding ourselves back from connecting with or experiencing new, bigger, and better things because we are committed to the past. And so in a lot of ways, I think our pride gets in the way of accepting that ideas we once had or goals we once had or things we thought would work out well may not be as prosperous as we thought it was going to be. And so we get wrapped up in our pride and our ego, and we're so scared to accept that this great idea we had is really a dud or a dead end. And so I think being a successful solopreneur or business owner in general requires you to be humble enough to accept when it's time to let it go, to quit. It's not working. This goes for marketing strategies. This could go for a business as a whole. If what you're doing is just you thought this was a great idea on paper, this made sense, but when you started executing, it just like wasn't working. But for me, I mean, for me, this has come in the form quitting, strategically quitting. I call this strategically quitting. This for me has come in the form of things as small as marketing strategies. Like maybe I was trying a social media strategy and, you know, like matter of fact, I'm gonna give you all a specific example. So on Instagram, when I first started marketing this podcast, and I haven't posted on Instagram in a very long time on my Solopreneur Hustle page, because I felt like I really had to take a step back and reevaluate what I was doing on social media. Really, I quit. I looked at my content. Nothing I was posting was working. Now that I took a step back, and I quit Instagram altogether for a while, it's revealed to me how out of touch I was with what was and was not working on the Instagram platform. So now that I've taken a step back to reevaluate my strategy and I quit what I was doing before, I can now re-enter the Instagram platform with a new and fresh perspective. So what I was posting on Instagram before were sound bites of episodes. I really didn't have any video content. But now, as we know on social media, those little graphics, people don't want to read that. Unless it's something very niche specific, no one wants to read a quote on Instagram. No one wants to like read 10 infographics in a carousel. Those work depending on your niche and your industry. But more or less, the algorithm is pushing out video content. Reels, TikTok, that's king right now. We love video content. And so I had to take a step back from Instagram to really see that. And so maybe there's a marketing strategy that you've been using for years, you're set in your ways, you're doing it, you're complaining. Why am I not getting customers? Why? Well, it's because you're committed to something you initially thought was a good idea, a strategy that you thought was going to work 5 years ago, but you refuse to quit that and try something new because you're committed to the past, you know? And so I think, yes, success doesn't happen overnight, but give things a go for a while. If it's not working, either find another way to make it happen, or maybe you may have to put your pride aside and abandon that idea altogether and try something different. This is not failing. This is not like something negative. This is literally you saying, I am being strategic about my path towards my goal, my purpose, what I'm really setting out to do, and acknowledging that this path that I'm taking right here is not the right one. Let me find another path. Your purpose may be the same. Your way of getting there may just be a little bit different. So over the years, I've started and closed down multiple businesses. So strategically quitting for me has been in the form of things like marketing or some way that I organize my business, but it's also come in the form of closing down businesses altogether. So the first business I ever started was selling hair extensions and doing hair. My background is in cosmetology, so I did hair for a while and I made wigs and I taught wig classes and all these things. But Now I want to kind of share when you know it's time to quit, because I kind of want to explain some of the businesses I started and quit and why I quit them. So I think one way to know when it's time to quit is when you realize that what you're doing right now is not allowing you to achieve your greatest potential. So back to that hair extension business, I've always been into beauty. I've always been girly. I love hair. I love makeup, all these things. And, you know, based on that passion, when I was in high school, they had like a dual enrollment program where I could get my cosmetology license at our local tech school while also finishing high school. And so I got my cosmetology license in high school because I had a passion for beauty. And at that time, that felt like a huge success. Like I said, I did hair all through college. That was how I really paid my way through college. I was able to pay my rent because I was always doing hair and selling bundles and things like this. But then after I graduated, doing hair for me didn't feel as fulfilling as it once did. I felt like there was more that I wanted to offer the world. You know, I wanted to start a podcast. I wanted to teach college. I ended up going to grad school. And I'm a college professor part-time at College of Charleston. There were just other passions that I had. And just being behind the chair, not just, but being behind the chair for me was keeping me from... I think every business owner would agree that taking the guesswork out of marketing would be a huge relief. In a perfect world, we would know exactly what to post to go viral, but life isn't always perfect, and sometimes it's hard to figure out what to post. The solution to your marketing challenges might just be the Clap app. The Clap app takes the guesswork out of what to post on social media by turning longer videos into viral-worthy shorter clips that you can share on social media. Using a special AI technology, the Clap app takes any video and creates a ready-to-publish TikTok, Reel, or YouTube short in just a click. I used to have a video editor who would edit my videos so they'd be ready to post on social media, but y'all, now I use the Clap app to create viral TikToks in an instant. The Clap app's AI technology can save you so much money and time when it comes to marketing. So click the link in the description for this episode to try the Clap app for free. Again, we have a special link down below in the description for this episode where you can try the Clap app for free. One of my goals this year was to read more books, but I had a hard time making time to actually read until I started listening to audiobooks. When I'm driving, taking a walk, or doing laundry, I plug in some headphones and turn on an audiobook, just like how I listen to podcasts, which has helped me read so many more books than I normally would. One of my favorite audiobook platforms is audiobooks.com. Audiobooks.com has over 400,000 audiobooks, from self-help books to romance novels. We have an exclusive link in the description for this episode that will get you access to a 30-day audiobooks.com free trial that comes with 3 complimentary audiobooks. So you can get to listening to that book on your wish list right away. I've read so many books this year that have helped me improve my business tremendously, all thanks to audiobooks. And also, y'all, listening to audiobooks has been a great escape from scrolling on social media and just watching so much TV. I've been trying to decrease my screen time, so listening to audiobooks has really helped with that. So yeah, make sure you click the link in the description for this episode to get a free trial at audiobooks.com. And I hope that audiobooks help you read more books like they have done for me, because I've really had a hard time just focusing and sitting down to read. So I hope y'all enjoy listening to audiobooks as much as I do. Advancing into other avenues in life and just doing other things. I want to get back into doing hair because, again, it's still a passion that I have. But at that time of when I graduated from college, I had to quit that business because I just wanted to do other things. And had I held tight to the idea that I thought I was just known as a cosmetologist, then I would have never been able to expand into doing other things, like starting this podcast, like getting on social media and creating content. Like, if I was still doing hair full time, I wouldn't even have time to do a lot of the things that I do now. I would have never learned new skills. And so I say all that to say, sometimes we get so attached to who we've always been and what we've always been known as, that we're so afraid to evolve into someone new or to allow ourselves to try new things or learn new skills. We don't want to quit because we don't want to abandon the reputation we've had for a long time. You know, we're known for this, and so we don't want to shake it up. It's scary, you know, stepping into a new season. But don't be afraid to quit. And you may realize it's time to quit when you feel like what you're doing now is not allowing you to achieve your greatest potential. Maybe you have the potential to do more things beyond what you've always done. Like, maybe you've always cooked. Maybe you've always been a chef. Maybe everyone knows you for your food, but you've decided that you also want to be a massage therapist. So you're like, oh my God, everyone knows me as a chef. What is it going to be like if I decide I want to be a massage therapist too? What does that look like? But don't be afraid to quit, or even, I won't even say quit, push pause on your catering business to give yourself space to try something new and potentially be known for something else. So that's the first way that you may know it's time to quit. The second way you'll know it's time to quit is when you come to terms with the fact that what you're doing today is not getting you where you want to be. Like, maybe you've been stuck in a loop of doing the same thing. You have been set in your ways. You're doing it the way you've always done it. But then you get real and honest with yourself and take a look at what you're really doing. And you may discover, wait, this isn't actually getting me to where I want to be. I'm going around in circles. I'm not accomplishing what I want to accomplish. You look at your life and you're like, what am I even doing anymore? You may be stuck in a loop of confusion about where you're at. And so if that's the case, it's time to break free from that loop and strategize and figure out what your path forward needs to look like. Quit everything you know from the past, start a clean slate, and say, here is what I want to do moving forward. Now, another business that I quit, dissolved, closed it down, started over. The second business I ever started was a social media marketing company. So I started this business because, like I told y'all before, I was like, I want to do something different than hair. I want to, you know, expand outside of the beauty industry. And so I went to school for communication. I'd taken lots of marketing classes. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do social media marketing for small businesses. And I started my own freelance agency. So I was doing social media for 2 or 3 years for different small businesses. And while it was making me money, while I enjoyed it, it accomplished one goal for me, which was to prove to myself that I could make money. But the part of it that wasn't really aligning with my long-term goals was that the whole point of me pursuing entrepreneurship, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I went to college because higher education was important to me, but looking back on it, I really never had a desire to work a 9-to-5 job. I thought I was supposed to, for a while, I thought I was going to, but when I got real with myself, I was like, you know what? This actually never was what I wanted to do. I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. So my whole point of pursuing entrepreneurship from the beginning was to have freedom, to control my own schedule, to not feel bound by a calendar. Of course, as a business owner, you have to be disciplined enough to show up, but I wanted freedom. I didn't want to feel like I had managers hovering over me. And what ended up happening was that all of my social media marketing clients were like, I had 7 bosses always hovering over me. I struggled with work-life balance. My life as a social media manager felt anything but free. So yes, it was making me money, but when I really looked at what I wanted out of life and the type of business that I knew would bring me long-term joy and fulfillment, this was not it. So guess what? I didn't say, I'm going to finish what I started. I quit that business and started this podcast. And I also started doing some business coaching on the side for people that wanted to start businesses like that. So I think we attach ourselves to this idea that we have to finish what we start. If we started it and we quit, then, you know, this is a failure. That is holding yourself hostage. You don't have to start what you finish. You don't have to commit to something just because you thought it was a good idea 10 years ago. You're a completely different person now. You have different goals. You have different needs. So ask yourself, is what you're doing today getting you to where you want to be? What's working? What is not working? If it's not working, try something else. Detach yourself from things that no longer serve who you want to be today or who you want to be in the future. Is there a persona you need to retire? Maybe you've been doing this thing X, Y, and Z for years, and that's what you're known for, but that doesn't mean that that's all you have to be known for. That doesn't mean that that's the only thing you have to be known for. You can close that down, shut it down, quit if you're burnt out, if you want to do something else, if you're not passionate about it anymore, and try something new. I really do think quitting can be the thing that catapults you into a new dimension of success if you're strategic about it. No, you don't want to quit every little thing you ever try because you have shiny object syndrome and you can't focus. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, not holding tight to the things you used to want or the things you thought you wanted 10 years ago because you're scared to move on to something new. I think it's important to evaluate where we are and where we want to go every now and then to make sure that we're not preventing our growth and getting stuck in our ways. Now for our fail forward segment. So if you're new to the Solopreneur Hustle, then our fail forward segment is something that myself or a guest has failed at, something we've learned from it that has propelled us forward. So I just finished this book that I would definitely recommend y'all reading called Unoffendable, How One Change Can Make All of Life Better by Brant Hansen. And this book opened my eyes to how much resentment I've been holding on to for years about lots of things that didn't even matter. So the whole premise of being unoffendable is choosing not to be offended by small misunderstandings or disagreements, for example. And choosing to be unoffendable doesn't mean that you're giving someone a pass for disrespecting you or hurting your feelings or doing you wrong. It really just means that you're choosing forgiveness and grace over anger. So I feel like for most of my life, I find myself being so offended by things I couldn't change or things that people said. Like, let's just say a customer said something to me, they didn't like my product. I'm holding on to that for days. I'm losing sleep at night. I'm upset about something someone said. I'm just an overthinker. And so it's like 2 a.m. where a thought pops in my head and I just can't get back to sleep because of it. And I think when we overthink and we get all wrapped up in things people say, it's ultimately because we're offended by it. It hurt our feelings. We chose for that to mean something. And so this is a fail forward lesson because I think I could have been so much more confident in myself and who I am sooner if I wasn't so wrapped up in things that people did that I couldn't control. And this book really changed me because it helped me peel back the layers of some things that I've been holding on to, like insecurities I had based on something someone said. It allowed me to let that go and forgive whoever said it so that I could free myself and move on. I think when we choose to be offended, it's kind of like drinking poison and expecting the person who said whatever they said to get sick. Like, being offended doesn't change what happened. It doesn't change what they said. And also, being offended is like putting yourself on a pedestal and saying, well, how dare they? Well, how dare you judge them for, you know, what they said? It's like when we're offended, it's usually because we've put ourselves on a pedestal of what they shouldn't have done because we wouldn't have done it. And so the lesson here is, one, you decide if someone's words mean something to you or not. You decide if something someone says to you means something to you or not. Immediately, your energy will become more radiant if you stop being offended by so many things. One of my goals of the past 2 years, really it was my 2022 goal and I've carried it into 2023. One of my goals was to be more soft. And I think choosing to be unoffendable has helped me to be more soft. I'm not angry about so many little things. Just throughout your day, I challenge you to think about all the opportunities you have to be offended by something. Someone cut you off in the road. I'm mad about it. My significant other said something to me that rubbed me the wrong way. I'm mad about it. My coworker didn't read my email and I had to re-explain something to them. I'm offended by that. They should have read my email. You know, we have so many opportunities throughout every day to be offended. And so when you have those opportunities, you know, when you feel offended, you get that little feeling inside where you start to get a little bit mad, you know, y'all know how that feels. And so every time you have the opportunity to feel that way, how about turn that into forgiveness immediately? pour from a cup of unlimited grace and forgiveness and watch how that changes how you feel day to day. I'm telling y'all, that simple thing, choosing to be unoffended, has been life changing for me. I can't even tell y'all. And before we close out today, I want to share a listener letter that I got. And the subject for this letter is business advice. I need to know how to get long-lasting customers. And by the way, if you have a question or a challenge you're facing or a comment or something you want to share about your business and you want some feedback on it here on the podcast, or you just want me to share it and offer some commentary, you can email me at hello@thesolopreneurhustle.com and make sure you put in the subject line listener letter so I know why you're emailing me. And by the way, our email is also down below in the description for this episode. So here's the letter. It's pretty short. I'm a graphic designer and I've done small project designs for customers, but it's a one-time thing and I have to keep looking for customers. My prices aren't high, so I plan to get acquainted with long-lasting customers. Any advice? So this is someone who is a graphic designer. They do different freelance work, but most of the work is like one-offs. And so they want to know how they can find more long-lasting customers. So one thing you mentioned here is that your prices aren't high, as if to say that the fact that your prices are low should be attracting more customers for you. And one thing I'll say is that from my experience, because I used to do graphic design work, I used to build websites and make flyers and things like this as a side hustle, another business that I started and quit. But I used to do that. And what I found was that the cheaper the service, the less likely the client was to come back. Like when I think back to when I first started doing websites and flyers and my prices were dirt cheap. At that time, I was building websites for like $100. I was doing flyers for $20, sometimes $15. My prices were so low, but I never saw those clients that paid me $100 for a website again. I mean, I would do their website and that's the last I would hear from them. But as the time went on, I raised my prices, and thinking back to when my prices were at their peak before I shut that business down, to this day, I still hear from some of the clients who paid more for my services 2 or 3 years after I started. I got an email just a few months ago from a girl who I did a website 4 years ago, and she was like, "Hey, you did my website. Are you still doing website work?" I'm like, "No, I don't do website work anymore, really." But my clients that paid me the least amount of money were less likely to be repeat clients. So I say that to say, don't think just because your prices aren't high that people should be like shoving down your door for your services. It's not always like that. I think sometimes when your prices are low, it can kind of cause people to be skeptical. It can even be a deterrent from your business. And so one thing I would do is evaluate whether or not your prices are too low. Look at your competitors and figure out where, like, your other local freelancers or people you know of that offer similar services. Look and see if your prices are on par with theirs, especially if your work is comparable. Now, as for attracting long-lasting customers, I'll also share a few things here that have worked for me. So as a graphic designer, you want to give people a reason to come back. So if you've designed a website for a client, you want to get them on your schedule to be able on a schedule for website updates. This is one way to create a long-lasting relationship. Look, you're going to need a website. Yes, I'm building your website today. In 6 months, you're probably going to need some sort of website update, right? And so reach out to them, get them on a schedule. After they pay your final invoice for the initial work, say, "Hey, can I set up an automatic payment or something for some additional work in 6 months? I know you're going to need some website updates at the beginning of next year. Can we go ahead and schedule that so that I don't have to call you. It'll just be automatic. You'll send me what you want updated and I'll get it going." Maybe you can create some sort of subscription like that. Maybe if your client has small project designs, but they think they'll have other designs coming in the future, maybe you can send out email blasts to remind your clients that, listen, I'm here, I'm offering these services, here are my rates for this month, I'm accepting clients, do you need help with anything this month? Another way to attract a consistent stream of clients is by word of mouth. So maybe you can set up some sort of incentive program for your previous clients. Maybe you can encourage people, like after your clients have finished, after you're finished doing a service for a client, word of mouth can be as simple as asking your clients to recommend you to someone else. That worked really well for me. So most of my website design clients, I actually attracted from referrals, word of mouth. So ask people to recommend you. Give the best service you can. Do your best. Make sure your clients are happy so that they'll want to recommend you to other people. So I hope this helps. I hope this gives you a little bit of insight about how to connect with long-lasting customers. I think potentially increasing your prices may help you to attract more customers and maybe longer-lasting customers, because I think if your prices are too low, people can be skeptical of your work. And then I'd also look into some regular email blasts to your previous clients so that they don't forget about you. So when they have another project coming up, they'll think of you, and ask people to refer their friends and family to you. You'd be surprised how powerful word of mouth is. All right, that is all for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed today's content. If you would do me a huge favor right now, if you're listening on your iPhone, and go on the Apple Podcast app and leave the Solopreneur Hustle a review, that would mean a lot to me. I love to know if you're enjoying the podcast and what you think of this content. Also, you can go ahead and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Solopreneur Hustle. My personal TikTok is at nialewis.co. The links to all of our social media are down below in the description for this episode. And with that, I'll talk to y'all next week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time.